From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou says the importance of security and dignity to the Taiwanese people was one of the key messages he shared with China's President Xi Jinping Saturday. Meanwhile, hundreds protested in Taiwan's capital, Taipei, as the Singapore meeting took place. Demonstrators said the president lacked popular support at home for the summit. Ralph Jennings reports for VOA from Taipei.
About 400 people marched in downtown Taipei Saturday to protest the first-ever meeting between Taiwan President Ma Ying-jeou and Chinese President Xi Jinping. Many feared the two leaders would reach a private agreement that sacrifices Taiwan's prized democracy and self-rule to China, which has long demanded the two sides unify. Presidents from Taiwan and China had never met before, as decades of icy relations had kept tensions running high. In the days leading up to the historic meeting, Ma said no deals would be signed. Lin Mushun, a 21-year-old university student from Taipei, says he is concerned the summit will lead to economic integration first. He says he is worried Taiwan and China will become the same country, because he feels that China considers their race and culture basically the same. Ralph Jennings for VOA News, Taipei.
Egyptian Foreign Minister Sameh Shoukry is accusing the United States, Britain, and other foreign nations of withholding shared intelligence with Egypt about the crash of a Russian passenger jet last week. The Egyptian diplomat told reporters Saturday in Cairo that foreign intelligence had not until now been provided to the Egyptian security services. Look at our website at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog says it is confirmed with utmost confidence that mustard gas was used during an attack on a town in northern Syria in August. The Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons said Friday the gas killed an infant and poisoned two others during the fighting in Mariya. The group did not say who used the outlawed chemical, but activists and other rebel groups blame the Islamic State, which is also fighting to topple the Syrian government. The United States suspects the Islamic State has used mustard gas in the past. New York's attorney general has opened an investigation of the Texas-based ExxonMobil Corporation on allegations that the world's largest energy company suppressed evidence of its own researchers linking fossil fuel emissions to climate change. VOA's Greg Flakes has more from Houston.
The New York investigation focuses on whether ExxonMobil failed to inform potential investors and shareholders about the danger climate change could pose, even as the company's own researchers developed evidence that the threat was real. Tracy Hester, a legal expert at the University of Houston, says New York has a major advantage in this kind of probe.
New York enjoys the unique position of actually having the New York Stock Exchange located in Manhattan. So as a result, they've got a unique jurisdictional hook, and they've got a strong state statute and the resources to pursue it. It's going to be difficult for other states to be able to invoke the same sort of contacts and jurisdiction.
ExxonMobil's vice president for communications, Ken Cohen, tweeted a response to the allegations, saying company researchers have presented their climate change findings in more than 50 scientific publications. Greg Flakes, VOA News, Houston.
Myanmar's president is promising to cooperate with opposition parties for a stable transition should Sunday's election knock him out of power in the country also known as Burma. President Thein Sein said he will accept the new government based on the election results. The final rallies leading to the historic election attracted large crowds Friday. Many Myanmar voters living in Singapore flew back to Yangon just for the election. A former aide to Russian President Vladimir Putin has been found dead in a hotel room in Washington. The Russian embassy in Washington confirmed Friday that the man was 57-year-old Mikhail Lesin, who served as Russian press minister from 1999 to 2004 and presidential media advisor from 2004 to 2009. The media agency he's credited with founding Russia Today reported the cause of his death as a heart attack.
That's the latest world news from VOA.